We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top line of Shmuel Amar. In the Mishnah, it said that a Isha cannot go out. One of the things she can't go out with is with a kavel. Veloy bekavel l'shusharav. She's not allowed to go out with a shusharav with a kavel. And the Gemara before had a pshat that it means the head covering, like a bathing cap type head covering that's under her regular head covering. And the chashash was, she might pull it out and show it to her friend and carry it, and therefore she can't wear it. With Shmuel Amar, it's Kavla the Avda. Kavla the Avda Tnan. We are talking about a symbol, a badge, that an Eved wears to show that she or he is an Eved. And that, you know, I'll go out with on Shabbos. And we never really explained what would be the tzaddik can't go out. And the Gemara here will explain that momentarily. So Shmuel says that the Mishnah that says it can't go out but kavel means a badge that shows that a person is an Eved. You're not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Great, the Gemara kasha, amiyom Shmuel hachi, v'om Shmuel, yoytze Eved v'choysim shebetzavaroi. An Eved could go out with his badge around his neck. And those days made it out of like cement, like with cement thing they wrapped around his neck, it didn't come off, and this showed that he's an Eved. But he cannot go out with this symbol, with this badge, attached to his clothing. We'll see why in a second. But the kasha is that Shmuel himself said that an Eved is allowed to go out, and here, it's he's learning Pshat in the Mishnah, Veloy b'kavel means b'kavel d'avda. So what's the difference? Why in our Mishnah you can't go out? And there he's, on the other hand, he says he could go out. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara answers like Kasha. It's not Shver. Hoda Ovid Le Rabbe. Hoda Ovid Iul Anafshei. One, his master made for him to show that he's an Eved, and that he would never ever take off because he's dead scared of his master. If he takes it off, his master is going to accuse him of trying to go free, trying to escape. So therefore, he'll never take that off. And that type of chosim, that type of badge you're allowed to wear in a shirabim, because he never would take it off. Our Mishnah is talking about something he made for himself to show that he's an Eved, and that sometimes when he's in the street, he might take it off because he's a little embarrassed, he wants to show that he's a ben chayrim. He or she might take it off, and therefore he can't go out in a shirabim with a kavod avda that she made, she or he made it himself. But if the master made it for you, then you're not going to take it off. So it comes out, Shmuel that says you let it go out. Let's talk about a choysim shevetzavaroi that the master made. Very tomorrow, Kasha, my kim to l'hodu Shmuel, d'ovad le'rabei. So v'choysim shevetzusa, so why, if the badge is attached to his clothing, my loy, why can't he go out? He's not going to take it off. He's scared of his master. We just said that the reason why I let it go out, v'choysim shevetzavaroi, because the master made it for him, he's scared to take it off. So if it's on his clothing, also he's scared to take it off. So what's the chash? So like tomorrow, no, dilma mifsik, maybe it's going to crack off and full of umirsis, and he's scared to be walking around without his badge. So he has the idea. But when it's around his neck and it falls off, he has no choice there, what you do. But if it falls off his bag, he has the idea. He'll take his cloak off and fold it up, put it on his shoulder, and then his master will think that it's still on it. He just can't see it. It's wrapped up on his shoulder. And what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that walking around with something over your shoulder, a piece of clothing over your shoulder, is called carrying. A person walks out with a folded up talis over his back, over his shoulder, he walks around with a jacket over his shoulders, that's not the way you wear it. And so at the end, what they were saying is that you're allowed to go out with a choysim shivat savar, right? Because and on one hand, you're not going to take it off, you're scared of your master. And if it falls off, another thing you have to speak out, if it falls off, since it's made out of cement, you can't carry it with you anymore because it's broken forever, it's not usable. So you let it go out because you're not going to take it off, because you're scared of your master. But on your clothing, we're worried that it might fall off, and then you're going to be scared of your master, you're not walking around with a badge, so you'll put the cloak over your shoulder, and this way you won't be able to tell. And that's carrying to walk around over his shoulder. All the people from the Reish Galusa, Rashi says, used to make like a badge for the talis to show that they are kafuf, they are subjugated by the Reish Galusa. They are under the jurisdiction of the Reish Galusa, who is like the mayor of the city. usually a Jewish mayor, and they all used to walk around with this badge. So they're not allowed to go out with it on their clothing. Why? Because if it falls off, they might be embarrassed to raise glusa, and they'll fold up the clothing, put it on their shoulders. So shouldn't go out with their cloaks with the chosim on it. Levar minach and Shmuel Torah b'chinam besides for you, because you are protexia and you're not skidav. Lekapti lach reish glusa. Reish glusa is not going to be angry at you if you go out with a chosim, and therefore you go out because you're not skidav of him. Since you're not skidav of him, even if it falls off, you're not going to carry your clothing in order to hide that it's not there. Something more about that. Gufa. Omar Shmuel Yetze Evik B'Choisim Shabbat Savar or Avle B'Choisim Shavak Susay. And we said pshat that an Evik go out with a Choisim over his neck because the master made it for him and therefore he won't take it off. But Choisim Shavak Susay, he can't because he's scared it might fall off and he'll end up carrying his clothing. Tayin Ami Hachun, the Brice like Shmuel. Yetze Evik B'Choisim Shabbat Savar, right? Evik's let her go out with his badge over his neck, avaloi b'choisim shavik susay, but not on his clothing, mamash like Shmuel. Reiting v'arakasha, have a stira to this b'raisa. Reminu, it says in a b'raisa, lo yoytze ha'eved b'choisim shavat savaroi, ha'eved should not go out b'choisim shavat savaroi, v'loi b'choisim shavik susay, and not with the choisim on his clothing. V'zeh v'zeh im mekavotoma, and the choisim is not mekavotoma either. It's not called a keli. It's not called a piece of jewelry. It's not called an ornament. It's only there to show there's Eved. So it's not Mekavel Tumma. The Gemara will elaborate that on that soon. So number one says in this Braisa, Eved cannot go out with his badge on Shabbos. And it can't go out, say if it's hanging from his neck, say if it's hanging from his clothing. And that says it can't go from hanging from his neck because it's steered to the other Braisa. And also, of Loizug Shabbat Tavari, can go out with a bell hanging from his neck. He could go out with a bell that's hanging from his clothing. Because that already, we'll see, that could be an ornament. They're both mekabel tumah. But loy teitze behema, a behema shouldn't go out, loy b'choisim shabbat tzavara, not with the choisim on its neck, loy b'choisim shabbat ksusa, not with the choisim on its clothing, loy b'zug shabbat ksusa, not a bell hanging on its ksus, loy b'zug shabbat tzavara, not a bell hanging on its neck. And the reason why I can't go out with a bell is because it looks like I'm taking it to the fear, like we said before. V'zevzeh mekabel tumah, a bell hanging from a behema is zichanat makabel toma and vadanat the choisim ida. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, and this brisa says that an eved cannot go out b'choisim shavat tzavarim. So lema, we could say the same tarez as before. Hod avalei rabbi, hod avilu nafshe. You really, maybe you could say the same tarez as said before, that when the master makes of you, then you could go out. But if you did it yourself, then you can't go out because you might take it off to show you a ben chayrim. You don't have to say that tarez. Here a better tarez. Both these brides are talking about the master made this thing hanging from his neck showing that he's an Eved. Had this badge hanging from his neck showing that he's a Eved. So what's the nafkamina? Why one could he go out, one he can't go out? One's made out of matches, one made out of tit. And the difference is like this, that of course you're not going to take it off, it's scared of your master. But what happens if it breaks? So there's a difference. If it's made out of metal, if it breaks, it'll come to carry it. And that's what the second brisa that says you're not allowed to go out with it is going to wear metal. So there, if it breaks off, you're going to come to carry it because it's an expensive thing. You want to bring it back home to your rabbi. If it's made of cement, that if it breaks, it's over with. Something the rabbi is makbid on you to bring it back, you can't go out with it. Like metal, The master's mak, but if it falls off, he's going to want it back, so you can't go out with it. You could go out. And Hakadam Mistavro, it's Taka Mistavro. I think it's Mistavro that we're talking about that it was metal, and that's a teres to the stira. That since it's metal, that's why you know to go out. Hakadam Mistavro. That this choisim, this badge, was made out of metal. Medictoni, because it says in this price, Zev is there, Ime Kavan Tumba. The choisim, side the choisim hanging from your neck, and side the choisim hanging from the clothing is not makavel tuma. Siyamet b'shloimer shel matches, if it's made out of metal, you understand the havamina. Hani hudloim makavel tuma. These are not makavel tuma. Why? Because they're not an ornament. They're just made as a badge to show your eved. But hel kalim to do. But if it would be a keli made out of the same material, makavel tuma. But he said if it was cement, what do you have to tell me that's not makabel tumah because it's not an ornament? Stamazai, anything made out of cement is not matame anyway. Anything made out of dirt is not matame. Eliyamus v'shal titnan hani who loy mekava tuma kelim do mekava tuma, but kelim made out of this material is mekava tuma. V'tanya kli avonim stone kelim kli glalim kelim made out of dung kli adama, which is like this kelim made out of earth like cement. Ain mekava tuma loy medivre tayra loy mesayfrim. It's not mekava tuma at all. So why do you have to tell me? Because it's not an ornament. And must be we talk about matris el shvaminah shal matris. There must be talking about matris. Rashi speaks out that if you make a kli cheres, of course it's a kavat tuma, but kli cheres is something that's made out of sand, and then you put it into something, an oven called a kiln, and it makes it shiny and hard, and that's what kli cheres. This thing is more like a soft, it's like a cement type of material, and that's not kavat tuma. So like upon them were coming out, that the halachas are, the sikkim of the halachas are, is that if it's a chosin made out of matris, the eved can go out, cannot go out with it on Shabbos, even if his master made it. Why? Because it might break off and he'll come to carry it. If it's made out of cement, so it depends. If the Eved made it himself, then he cannot go out with it on Shabbos. Why? Because he might feel he wants to look like a Ben Chayim and will take it off. Masha Inkein, if his master made it, then he could wear it. Why? Because he'll never take it off, and if it falls off, he'll leave it on the floor. But tomorrow, Shmamino, Taka, we're talking about Matres, Shmamino. So tomorrow, Vaita. Amamar. Lo yetze, it says, lo yibizuk sheva tzavaroi, ava yetze yibizuk sheva ksusai. The Eved, or any person, cannot go out with a bell over his neck, even though it's a piece of jewelry. But on his clothing, this piece of jewelry that looked like a bell, it's on his clothing, he could go out with. What's the difference? What's the nafkimina? Why can he go out with the zug? Why can an eved go out with zug around his neck? Aye, here it's an ornament. It's a piece of jewelry. So what's the problem? Mifsik. Maybe it's in a break and come to carry it. Something that's attached to his clothing also. Why would chayshish might fall off or come to carry it? And for the gemara, you sewed this ornament to your clothing, and therefore there's no chash it's going to fall off. Anything that's woven, the Chazal did not make a gzera. And this memory we had yesterday's daf, but in a different context. There we had it in the context that's not a chatzitza, because since it's woven, it can't be so tight. And we're using the same lashon here, that anything is attached, lo gozru. So both Rashi and Tosfos bavarn that it's not the same thing. And so Rashi says, it's also like this. And same thing Taisa speaks out. Also, he said like both things, silent in chatzitza and silent in something that falls off. That if it's sewed to the thing, it will not fall off.